Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tucker Carlson last night tore into reports that President Biden's allies, including the DNC, want message carriers to monitor Americans' private text messages for misinformation.
This is a sentence we never thought we would see written in English. The DNC is planning to censor any, quote, misinformation about vaccines that you receive privately over text message. Your private conversations will be controlled by the DNC. Is that the picture of a free country?
No, and none of this is news to longtime Battleground America podcast listeners. I broke the story back in March. Does anyone know Tucker Carlson? Can you get this podcast to him? He needs to Google Coalition for Content Provenance and Authenticity right away. Because what we're seeing is what Microsoft and the Allied Group announced last year they would be doing. They intend to monitor and control every form of communication for misinformation. I actually did two podcasts on this in March called Marked and Mark of the Beast on March 1st and March 15th. What Tucker Carlson is describing is just the beginning of that, with the Democrat Party dictating what Americans can say in their most private conversations. You know, I spend a lot of time on text. It's the primary way I communicate with the members of my nuclear family, my dad, my sister, my brother. And now the government will be right in the middle if they do this. It's part of a long-term plan that's much bigger. And correcting vaccine misinformation on texts? That's just the tip of the spear. There's so much more. Here's from my podcast back in March where I explain it. They want a total surveillance society where anyone who counters the narrative is not just excluded from social media, excluded from digital life, excluded from every form of digital communication, be that email, texts, using Word documents, posting on social media, even being able to write a resume and send it online. Totally cut off with disinformation as the excuse, you would quickly become unemployable. We are right on the cusp of that, folks. All the pieces are in place, or we've seen them. They've just not been passed yet. They're already filed legislation. For details on that, listen to my March 1st podcast. The digital mark of the beast is here. I don't think there's actual mark of the beast, but if there was one, I argued, this would be it. A system being developed by Microsoft, and for more detail, please listen to that podcast. I think it's one of the best I've ever done. What it is a mark, and the mark would follow individuals. That mark would go on everything you create, be it a text, a Word document, a meme, a photo you took at your family reunion, whatever it was. And if you were deemed by the tech titans to be a misinformer, then you couldn't publish they could stop you at the point of publication. This would literally mean that people couldn't work. Think about it. What are you going to do? Get a job as a ditch digger? Something that doesn't require technology? How will you even apply for that job if you can't text? But that's exactly the world that the left and their tech partners are imagining, envisioning, and they're well on their way to creating it. Like I said, all the pieces are there. They just need them to fall into place. The first part of the system that I detailed in the podcast, The Mark of the Beast is Here, back on March 1st, was from Microsoft. One of the most terrifying announcements I've ever heard. They put it out in a press release announcing they had partnered with several other organizations to create this mark that would go on everything you publish. It's part of something called, and you should Google this because it'll stand your hair on end, Coalition for Content Provenance and Authenticity. Microsoft says flat out in the press release, this is to combat misinformation by developing specifications for common asset types and formats. They're even partnering with Intel, which produces the processing units, CPUs, inside your computer. So they can monitor you for disinformation as you type, even if you haven't published anything yet. The CPU is responsible for processing virtually all information on a computer. So whether you're trying, you're typing a sentence, you're taking a screenshot, it's the PCU that's processing the data. They plan to use it to surveil you and to mark you. That's not me. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's Microsoft. So who's behind this? Well, Microsoft, all the major names in tech, and you'll never guess who else. Big, powerful members of the mainstream media looking to crush their competition and any competition for their narrative. So the announcement that the DNC will personally be deciding, the DNC, of course, being the head committee of the Democrat Party, what you get to say to your closest and dearest is not new. It's been around since February. The media has been beating a steady drumbeat, demanding it. New York Times, back in February, demanded an ability to monitor and censor any kind of text app, just the way social media is monitored and censored, so that people spreading disinformation couldn't. Why'd the New York Times do that? Because they're a founding member of the Coalition for Content Provenance and Authenticity. You know the group, along with Microsoft and Intel and all the others. Yep, only the media gets to speak and decide what's approved. Everybody else gets sacked, monitored, and censored, even on their most private communications. So I hope someone tells this to Tucker Carlson. This isn't random. There's a whole program being developed and the tech behind it to make the mark so that you can no longer be anonymous, so they can punish you for misinformation continually. That is already under development. Again, announced by Microsoft earlier this year.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The only thing new here in what Carlson's reporting is that the DNC will apparently be the decider of what you get to say. Tech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy began warning about this in February when the New York Times, which don't forget the New York Times is a member of the Coalition for Content Provenance and Authenticity, along with Microsoft and along with the processing companies. Vivek Ramaswamy began warning, "This is bad news, y'all. Here's where the censorship we're seeing on social media is going." And look, I got to point this out to those of you who are like, "Oh, they're private companies. They could do whatever they want." Well, this is what that looks like. The end of privacy, the end of free speech, and the Democrat Party deciding what you get to say. This is what happens when you accept a little bit of this on social media. Before you know it, they're in the most private places of your home, your email, your text, in Siri, in Alexa, everywhere, and it's coming. Here's the warning from Vivek Ramaswamy on Fox News back in February.
"Look, I think that pretty soon we are heading to not just social media posts being flagged, not just entire apps being barred from the App Store. I think we're on a collision course heading to our emails being censored, to text messages being censored, using artificial intelligence. And I think that's no exaggeration. Because if you think that Facebook, Google, and YouTube are doing the right things by removing social media posts and videos, then there's really no argument why that same logic shouldn't apply to hateful or untrue or racist emails, or to hateful or untrue or racist text messages, even phone conversations coming up soon. Many people speak over FaceTime audio or over WhatsApp, which is owned by Facebook. That's coming. We have the artificial intelligence algorithms in society to do it. Now it's just a matter of weaponizing that. And I think that is what's coming soon."
Here's what Tucker was reacting to. A paragraph in the left-wing publication Politico that reads, "Biden-allied groups, including the Democrat National Committee, are also planning to engage fact-checkers more aggressively and work with SMS carriers to dispel misinformation about vaccines that is sent over social media and text messages." They just have to do this to save lives. Why, the misinformation is causing like half of America to not be vaccinated. Nope. You know how I know? Because when they first put this together, Microsoft, the New York Times, all these groups, we had only just begun vaccinating people. We had no idea what the final total of vaccinated would be. This has nothing to do with the vaccine. That's just the excuse. This is about three things. It's a natural next step since we haven't fought any of their attempts to censor us in any meaningful way. Surely they want to get inside our emails and our texts and our phones. Why not? We haven't stopped them any other time. So there's that. But they got this other problem, and it's a shocking problem. The mainstream media is losing its ability to persuade. A shocking poll last week by USA Today and Ipsos, so two liberal organizations, found that just shy of 60% of Americans not only don't believe the media, they consider the media the, quote, enemy of the people. unquote. So their ability to persuade is lessened. You're seeing this in the declining ratings numbers of the media. And so the Democrats need a way to get their narrative out and to censor counter narratives. And they desperately need this right now, because the numbers that are coming out of Arizona and Georgia on voter fraud are devastating. They're going to need to totally be able to shut that down. I mean, at the level that people can't even email it or text it to each other, or the results of the 2022 election could be catastrophic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is all about 2022. But it's also about a Democratic agenda that is so fanatically radical that it simply can't survive honest coverage and an honest vote at the polls. They know this next phase of their agenda is radical. They know that without speech control and information flow control, they can't get support for it at the polls. And while it's easy to cheat in a presidential election, it's a lot harder to cheat in a congressional one. Most congressional districts span at least 2 counties, many of them 3 or 4. To get boards of elections, to get multiple boards of elections to go along with the cheating in congressional races would be really, really hard. So they're going to have to clamp down on the flow of information. They've got no choice. The combating vaccine misinformation part, that's just to get their foot in the door. They'll want to censor everything all the time like they do on social media. And it'll really quickly turn into being, you know, not being able to tell people Hunter's laptop's real again when Hunter's laptop really is his. But it just hurts the Democrats with voters. The only upside to any of this, folks, is that it's a clear indicator that the fake news media is losing its credibility and its grip on the American people. But I'll leave you with this. What is the penalty for misinformation in your text? We know what it is on social media. You end up in jail for a few days and then a few weeks and then sometimes a few months and then you lose your account. What will they do to misinformers who text the truth to friends and family? Do you lose your ability to text? Do you get completely digitally canceled? They're not saying, and that is not a good sign. Combat media misinformation. Subscribe and share the Battleground America podcast with friends and family everywhere.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.